Gross Death here with the Middle East Peace Update Report. Today is January 22nd, and the title of this report is The Middle East in Turmoil. Well, it's official. The Middle East is undergoing dramatic change. Even as I make this recording, the Saudi Arabian king has died, so there will be a changeover in leadership in Saudi Arabia, which is a big question mark and an unknown because nobody really knows what this means for Saudi Arabia. The king who died, we knew who he was. He was somewhat predictable, and we were able to work with him. So we don't know what type of leadership is going to come out of this void that is now in Saudi Arabia. Number two, Yemen has just experienced a coup. The president of Yemen has resigned. It looks like Yemen's being set up to be overtaken by Al-Qaeda, which is bad news for Saudi Arabia because Yemen is right on the southern tip of the Saudi Arabian peninsula. And then we have the big news flash today. Iran has developed brand new ICBMs, and they have them on platforms, and they're ready for launch. So we've got three massive developments in the Middle East that do nothing but unsettle and wind up, in a bad way, the Middle East even more than it already is. And what I find very interesting is on the heels of the State of the Union address by President Obama, and he just glossed over the problems in the Middle East, didn't talk about Al-Qaeda at all, didn't really address the problem of terrorism. And right after his speech, what happens? The Saudi king dies, Yemen falls, and now Iran, Israel uncovers Iran's brand new ICBMs with the excellent satellite photography that Israel now possesses. So what do I think all this might mean for Bible prophecy and those of us that are watchmen that stand on the wall and watch and warn others? I think if you listen to my report that I put out yesterday, my look into 2015 and beyond, that report, I said that basically warned that the Middle East and terrorism and wars and rumors of wars were going to intensify and get worse. As we move closer to the return of Christ, to the rapture of believers, to the rise of the Antichrist, and to the rise of a governmental world power and a government and a worldwide religion, as all of that starts getting closer and closer, then what Jesus told us in Matthew 24, that the days right before his coming would be like the days of Noah. Those days were depicted by violence, terrorism, wars, fighting, ethnic groups fighting and clashing against one another. And we're seeing now the Middle East is beginning to experience exactly what the Lord predicted. So I think that it is bad news for the world, but it's great news for the believers in Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Here's why. As the bad news gets worse and worse and worse, and people start becoming alarmed over this bad news. It opens the door wide for us to talk about the good news that Jesus died for the people we're talking to, and that they can be saved by simply surrendering their hearts to the Lord, believing in Him, believing that God raised Jesus from the dead, confessing their sin, and they can be saved. And so the door for evangelism, the door for witnessing, is going to open up really wide as the days grow darker, and people will be saved. Souls will be saved. So it's a great opportunity for us who know the Lord to reach out to those who don't. So that's the good news, bad news story, in my opinion. And so I would just encourage everyone that's listening to this audio report to be sensitive to those around you and be in prayer that the Holy Spirit will lead people to you that are hungering for relationship with God. And the Holy Ghost knows who they are, and He'll bring them to you. He'll have you cross their path, or they'll cross your path. And then be in prayer that God will give you the wisdom you need to speak to them intelligently using the scriptures and what the Bible says about how to be saved. And, you know, it's no big secret. You share John 3:16 with people, share Romans 10 with them. Just tell people what God means to you and what Jesus means to you in your heart. And it's no more difficult than that. And I think that the harvest is getting ready for reaping. And I think we could see a lot of people come into the kingdom. So this is Bro Steph with my thoughts on some of these developments in the Middle East and what I think it might mean to the world, to us. Remember, you can read our intelligence information at brosteph.org. You can find us on Facebook and join our active group at facebook.com/groups/brosteph. And of course, these audio reports are hosted at audioboom.com/brosteph. Make it a great day. And remember to keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon. And whatever you do, live out your faith, because the world needs it. God bless you. Talk to you soon.